Now the new relationship, God dwelling with man, and I'm going to read here in verses 22 and 23, my own translation, as I have followed that practice through this entire book. I'm reading, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are the temple thereof, and the city hath no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine upon it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp thereof is the Lamb." Now, God lights the new creation directly by His presence. We called attention to that before without giving you the scripture, but here it is. Not only that, but we should have called attention to the fact that there was in the New Jerusalem, the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. That's verse 21. And we were told at the beginning of that description that this city was transparent. That is the thing that gave me the lead and the key to believe that we live on the inside and everything is transparent. And it would mean that the light would shine from the inside out. And going through these different colored stones, every color known to man today, but many colors that our natural eyes can't see today, we'll be able to see them then with the new body that we shall have at that time. Now, we're told here that the street was of pure gold. Now, personally, I don't care about the asphalt of the place. I'm not really interested in that, but it's transparent glass. And there are two things there that impress me. It's not streets. This is not a city with many streets. And it is transparent. Even the street is the asphalt. It is gold, but transparent gold. Now, that leads me again to insist that what we're looking at is the inside of a globe. You couldn't have a city like we have today without having streets. You'd sure have a traffic jam with just one street. But this is just one street. And you see, this street, I would say, would begin at the four gates. And then it would start around in the circle, the globe. And then it would go all the way to the top. And then it would circle and just go back down. One would be an entrance, the other would be the exit, you see. So that you have here one street. And our viewpoint, I think, lends itself to the idea that it is one street. And the fact it's transparent gold means that the light, now it can shine out. There'll be nothing that would hinder it, not even the street. And frankly, the golden street is not what interests me about it at all, as we said before. But here that he said that he saw no temple in it, because the Lord God is the light of it. You see, God lights the new creation directly by His presence. After the entrance of sin into the old creation, you remember God withdrew His presence, and we're told, "And darkness covered the face of the deep." Then God made use of the physical lights in His universe. He put them up like you put up street lights today, or lights in your home. However, in the new creation, sin is removed, and He becomes again the source of light. And today the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world in a spiritual sense. He said in John 8:12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." In the new creation, He is the direct physical as well as spiritual light. In the tabernacle, there was the golden lampstand, which is one of the finest pictures of Christ. In the New Jerusalem, He is the golden lampstand. The nations of the world will enter the holy city as the priests entered the holy place in the tabernacle for the purpose of worship. The nations of the earth, as well as Israel, will come to the New Jerusalem as the high priest of old entered the Holy of Holies. Instead of the blood being brought, why, the Lamb is there in person. What a picture that we have there. Now, that leads me to move over here to say something more concerning a city and about the fact there's no temple there. Now, the temple which supplanted the tabernacle back in the nation Israel was an earthly enclosure for the Shekinah glory. It was a testimony to the presence of God and the presence also of sin. Where sin existed, God could only be approached by the ritual of the temple. However, in the New Jerusalem, sin is no longer a reality. It's like a hideous nightmare, even locked out of the closet of memory. The actual presence of God with the redeemed eliminates the necessity for a temple, although the whole city may be thought of as a temple. Some have called attention to the fact that the New Jerusalem is the same shape as the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle and temple where God dwelt, a perfect cube. And that's no accident, by the way. In the city of light, God is present. Sin is absent. Therefore, an edifice of a material substance is no longer necessary. The physical temple was a poor substitute for the person of God. The New Jerusalem possesses the genuine article, God in person. It is probably the first place where God will make a personal appearance before man. And what a glorious prospect this is. Now, the New Jerusalem is independent of the sun and moon for light and life. What a contrast to the earth today, which is utterly dependent upon the sun. The sun and moon may even be dependent upon the celestial city for power to transmit light, since the one who is the source of light and life dwells within the city. Neither will light be furnished by the New Jerusalem Power and Light Company. The one who is light will be there, and the effulgence of his glory will be manifested in the New Jerusalem unhindered. What a picture we have.